How is everybody doing tonight? Tonight is a great night for those who believe that it's time to build a green economy in California and send a message around the country. And on behalf of the folks on the campaign No on 23, we want to thank each and every one of you for being here this evening. But let me get right to the point and ask three individuals who have demonstrated real leadership in California in that the fight for global warming, the fight to make sure that we create a green economy in California is not limited to political affiliation, is not limited to ideology. Therefore, ladies and gentlemen, three individuals who exemplify the coalition that was built to defeat Prop 23. First, Mr. Tom Steyer, who's here with us tonight. Come up, Tom. Then, former Secretary of State, Mr. George Shultz, is in the house. And last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you and ask to come to the microphone a man who to the last day in his service as governor of the great state of California has demonstrated that there is such a thing as post-partisanship, that there is no such thing as lame duck status when you're Arnold Schwarzenegger. Ladies and gentlemen, the great governor of the state of California, Mr. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I am the co-chair with George Shultz of this campaign, and I know we all miss Fabian, and it's a pleasure to see him again and to see in what good spirits he's in. But we actually don't have the results yet. So before we start doing a 2002, we'd like to hold off until we have a 2010. So let me just make a couple of remarks before I introduce George, which is this. I thought this campaign was an enormous amount of fun. And the reason it was fun was because a group of Californians came together to do something together, who've not always worked together, but who I hope in the future will, on a topic that I thought was critical, and the opportunity to work with people that I respected and who are incredibly well-known and valued around the country was a great honor for me. I was a small part of this team, but the pleasure of fighting for something that I absolutely believed in with people who I respect a great deal was more than I could have deserved or looked forward to. So with that, let me just say that one of the people who I got to know in this campaign and who was impossibility. So let's give a hand for George Shultz.
Thank you, Tom. Tom has been a great partner in this, and he's done a tremendous job of organizing things and raising money and all those stuff that who knows. But my hero is Arnold Schwarzenegger. I've had the great privilege of working very closely with him all the way through his governorship. And before that, I had the great privilege of working closely with Ronald Reagan. I put them together. They're two great men who are in this battle to achieve something. They're agenda people. They're there because they want to make California better, in Arnold's case. And he has done a tremendous job. He's been hit by a tsunami in the national economic crisis that has hurt us in California, but when you look underneath that tsunami, all the things that he's done, it's a tremendous record of achievement. And I put at the top of my list his dedication to seeing to it that California leads the way in looking at our energy, the way we produce it, the way we use it, and saying to ourselves, we've got to do this in a way that enhances our national security, that protects our economy, and does well by our climate. And Arnold has done this in spades so well, so eloquently, so consistently. So from my standpoint, the main thing I like is his slogan, "I'll be back," and I hope so. Arnold?
Well, thank you very much, George, for the wonderful introduction, the wonderful things that you've said. And, you know, you were obviously such a great, great partner in this. I don't even know if we could have done it without you, I tell you the truth, because you lent so much credibility to the whole thing. You don't get involved in just anything, only in very, very important issues. I know how you are, and you're very thoughtful about those things, and you're out there when you commit. You're really working like hell. I mean, it's amazing. So let's give him a big hand to Secretary George Shultz. I also want to take this opportunity to say thank you to Speaker Nunes, who is here today with us today. He's an old friend. We miss him at the Capitol, I can tell you that, because when he was there, there was real action happening. I don't have to tell you, not only with AB 32 and with other environmental laws, but if you think about all the infrastructure, bond money that was approved in the legislature because of his great talent and skills of putting the Democrats and the Republicans together, and also putting labor and business leaders together. He just had that skill and he had that fire in his belly that when he said we're gonna get it done, we got it done. So let's give him a big hand for being here today. Then I also want to say thank you to Mary Nichols, who is here, who is in charge of the Air Resources Board, who is doing such an extraordinary job. It's one thing when we all get together and have a goal and say, the law is to reduce our greenhouse gases by 25% by the year 2020. That's one thing, but then someone has to actually do the work, and Mary Nichols is the one that is in charge. So let's give her and her whole team a big hand. And then, of course, there's my wife, Maria, who is standing back there somewhere right here. Maria, say hi. Thank you so much for being here today with us. And for being such a great partner.
Maria, Maria, I know a girl named Maria.
All right. George does this all the time because he wants to make me feel bad that I cannot sing as well as he does. But anyway, thank you, Maria, for being here today. And Charlotte Shultz, George's great wife, who is right back here. She's also a great, great partner. And Susan Kennedy, my chief of staff, who is standing right next to her here. Thank you very much. And I think it's very important to always thank people because, you know, this is not just one person doing. This is a lot of people. And so I want to say also especially to Tom Steyer, who has come and become a partner, and with George Shultz, and he has become the co-chair for the extraordinary work that you've done from the very beginning, not only donating $5 million to this campaign, $5 million. You did an extraordinary job with that. We want to thank also Bill Gates, who came in with a lot of money, and Gordon Moore, and John Doerr, and James Cameron, and the NRDC, and the Environmental Defense Fund, the Clean Tech, PG&E, and the list goes on and on and on. And all of the tremendous coalition partners, Democrats and Republicans alike, that came in with money and helped us with this campaign. I also want to say thank you very much to our terrific campaign staff, who has worked tirelessly over the last several months for the great job that they have done. And I have to say that today, so, as you have heard, we don't know the results yet. But one thing we know for sure, that we are 10 points up. Okay, they've got 10 points up. And so it looks like that yesterday, California beat Texas, as you all know. And today, literally less than 24 hours later, we are beating Texas again. And I just have to tell you that this is a monumental victory for California. And this is, of course, a great, great story that will go around tomorrow in the papers and all over the country and all around the world, actually. But I have to tell you that the biggest story is really going to unfold, not in tomorrow's papers, but the biggest one is unfolding in the future, in the years and decades to come. When you will read in the papers that our children and grandchildren will breathe cleaner air and drink cleaner water, that fewer of our families will be crushed by medical bills for asthma, lung cancer, and other smog-related illnesses. Our economy will continue to be a powerful engine of green innovation and job growth. And our national security will be strengthened as we once and for all begin to free ourselves from the tyranny of foreign oil. And while we are doing all of these great things, there's no action in Washington. Isn't that interesting? No action in Washington. Those reforms are always lost or killed somewhere in between the White House and Capitol Hill and the K Street lobbyists. Somehow America has created its own Bermuda Triangle where all of those ideas and those great reforms disappear somehow or evaporate. The one thing about California, though, is that we never wait for Washington. And this is why when I came into office in 2003, I made it very clear that we are going to protect the environment and the economy at the same time. And let me tell you, the sad story is that California is the last place in this country where major environmental change is happening. Only we have the power to push back those special interests, those powerful oil companies, because we saw what happened this year when they went to Washington with their money and they scared the lawmakers in Washington. They scared the politicians, and all of a sudden, no one talked anymore about energy reform or environmental reform. They spent millions of dollars there. And then they came out here and descended upon California. They said, that's the only place left where they have some environmental laws. We should crush them. But you know something? Even though they spent millions and millions of dollars, but the day the people will make up their mind and they will speak loud and clear that California's environment is not for sale. You cannot buy our environment. And by doing so, I think that we are sending a message, a very clear message to the rest of the nation and to the world, that California's leadership is unwavering, that our resolve is firm, and that anyone that is trying to take out our environmental laws, we say, hasta la vista, baby. And let this be a lesson to all the politicians in Washington, whether it is the environment or the economy or if it is immigration or reducing the deficit. The people are desperate, desperate for courageous leadership and bold action. And it's about time they get it. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. And now I would like to have Mary Nichols come out and say a few words. Come on, the hardworking woman.